Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
Hi, I'm Alex L., and I write books for a living. The Hey Girl podcast was created with sisterhood and storytelling in mind. Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Join us as we journey through sharing together. Hey, y'all. It's so nice to sit down and chat with you guys. It's been a minute. I haven't done a solo episode in a while or a solo check-in, but I thought now would be a good time. So most of you know already that the Hey Girl podcast is coming to an end in May. We're having a live show at the Kennedy Center, and tickets are for sale now. I would love to see y'all there. We have some really awesome guests joining, and it's going to be a fun time. I've been getting a lot of questions about why I'm bringing the show to a close. And to be honest, there's no like big reason. It's just I'm ready to move on and start another show. The Hey Girl podcast was birthed in an apartment that I lived in 5 years ago, and it was just this passion project. And then it turned out to be this invitation for community and storytelling and sisterhood. And we've even had some men on the show. And it's just been a beautiful show of like what it means to have a passion project really become a part of my life and other people's lives. And that's always like really special for me. I think the best things happen on accident. And I never set out for this show to be what it is today, with millions of downloads and all of the stuff that comes along, the analytics that come along with having a popular podcast. And I just have outgrown it. I've outgrown the show. I've outgrown the box I've built when it comes to Hey Girl. What do I mean by that? I mean, you know, I'm really ready to start talking to like couples and men and other folks, you know, like, I don't know. It's hard to explain. I guess I shouldn't try to explain it. I have outgrown it, and I am excited for what's to come on the other side. I have really exciting news. I already have a show in the works, and I'm going to have a co-host, which is really awesome. I've never done that before. And, you know, it's just going to be a good time. And I feel like I'm ready to like grow up in the podcast world. Like, I really want, I don't know how to say this, because the Hey Girl podcast isn't like this little thing, right? It's a big thing. It's a beautiful thing. I think it's a part of the culture, and I love it. And also, I'm really ready to expand and have other conversations specifically around healing and mindfulness and growing pains, you know, and I think that we do that on this show a little bit, but I really want to like dive deep. And so my show that I'm going to have with an amazing co-host, and I will tell you about that soon, is going to be like a micro podcast, which I'm really thrilled about. And then I'm going to probably do a solo show where I talk to guests and we talk about healing, and we talk about how hard life can be, but also how beautiful it can be. And we talk about the different modalities that have helped us heal and grow and expand. I think that the Hey Girl podcast has turned into a show, while beautiful, that like really centers like entrepreneurship and motherhood and facets of my life that are important to me, but I know that not everyone can relate to that. And I also know that everything isn't for everyone, and that's fine, but I'm just ready to spread my wings and see what else I can talk about and what else I can do and how else I can build community. And I am really thrilled about it. So, I mean, I said there was no reason and I just gave y'all this whole explanation. Okay. Story of my life. But what makes me most excited about the Kennedy Center is that this was supposed to happen a couple years ago, and then the pandemic happened and really took us by storm. And I'm really, like, fingers crossed, hoping that May happens, because it just feels serendipitous. It feels like, wow, we're turning five. That's really special. And I think that's a great way to wrap up our 5th year at the Kennedy Center and then wrap up the final show. It's going to be fun. It's really going to be fun. And I'm probably going to cry. So bring tissues, you know. It's going to be an emotional show, but it's probably going to be also a hysterical show and just a good time. So Natalie Lauren is our special performing artist. And if you didn't know, her album, Handle With Care, oh my gosh, carried me through 2020. She was also a guest on the podcast, and her story is just amazing. So having her come and perform is really special to me. And she's going to have everyone I know in tears, because her voice is, like, wild. And her lyrics are just all the things. And then the confirmed guests that we have: Angelique Jude, which is one of my closest friends. She was the first episode of Hey Girl. And Erica Lane is going to be there. She was, I think, my second guest. We have, who else do we have? Marissa Renee Lee. She's going to be talking about grief and self-care and moving through that. It's just going to be a good conversation. I'm trying to figure out how I want us on the stage. Like, I don't know if I want to interview folks one-on-one, and maybe I'll do that for part of the show. It's a very short set. It's like 90 minutes. And so maybe I'll interview some folks one-on-one, and then maybe we'll just, like, be on couches together talking and having, like, a girls' night type of vibe. I haven't decided, but I do know that the folks who are going to be guests have changed so much over the past 5 years. And it's going to be really amazing to sit and talk with them and see how their lives have changed. Let me pull up the actual guest list instead of me just trying to remember off the top of my head. Okay, so our final guest list: Angelique Jude, Erica Lane, Angel of the Spice Suite, which I can't wait to connect with Angel. She runs an iconic spice business in the DC area, so it's going to be awesome. She was a guest, and she's grown so much in the past 5 years. I mean, all of the guests have, but, like, business-wise, I'm really excited to speak with her. Farah is going to be there. She was a guest. She's a photographer in DC and all over, and her background is just amazing. Chloe, she wrote the book Life I Swear, so she's going to be there hanging with us. Yasmin Cheyenne, who's also a dear friend of mine, will be there sharing her stories and experiences and reflections over the past 5 years. Chanel Lewis, who's another friend of mine who does amazing work and had some big life changes since our last conversation, and I can't wait to dive into that. And Natalie Lauren, of course, will not only perform, but will be a guest. And so we have a good group of folks, and it's going to be fun. Something I've been thinking a lot about is celebrating the endings of things. And when I think about the podcast coming to a close, I'm not sad about it. I'm actually celebrating it, because we're able to open up new creative energy, new experiences, new conversations. And also, like, we're not taught to celebrate when things end. Like, we're taught to kind of, like, hold on until we can't anymore, right? And so I don't feel attached to this show like I once did 2 years ago, I would have never dreamed of ending it. And I'm leaning deeper into the celebration of endings because nothing lasts forever. And also as someone who's like a recovering control freak, it's like, where can I loosen my grip in life? Where can I take risks? Where can I lean into the discomfort of change? And I feel like I'm doing that with the ending of this show. I feel really confident in the decision. And as I've mentioned, really ecstatic about what's to come and the growth that's going to be had, you know, as things wind down for us. And I can't wait to offer you something new and something fresh and something that I'm really excited about. And I think that goes with anything in life, right? Like, we're taught to hold on to relationships that don't serve us because we've been in them for so long. Or we're taught to, you know, have hard feelings if we do step away from a relationship because we were in them so long and like, how dare that thing end? But like, what about the celebration of endings? What about the things that just may not be good or bad, but that aren't just not serving us where we are in life right now? And so it's just been interesting as I do my own reflection on the past 5 years of this show. And also as I just heal as a woman in this world and what it means to like let things go and what it means to be okay and sometimes even happy that the thing is done. We're not taught to do that. And I am learning how to just be with the endings and also be okay with them, celebrate them even. So anywho, that is my little check-in about the show coming to an end. I will keep you posted on what's in store, absolutely. And I hope to see y'all at the live show in May. It's going to be beautiful weather, fingers crossed. May is a good time in DC, so fingers crossed the weather will be beautiful and we'll laugh together and we'll cry together and we'll celebrate the ending of this era of this show and we'll step forth into the next thing. So thank you all for being here. I'll probably do a couple more of these check-ins just to have them in the archive and have my rambling voice saved somewhere. And I really appreciate y'all journeying with me. I really appreciate you welcoming me and these conversations into your hearts and your ears. I really can't thank y'all enough for making this show what it is and what it has been. And I'm really excited to take the next step of the journey in podcasting with you. So you can get tickets to the Kennedy Center's live show at the link in the episode notes. We sold it out when we were first going to do it, and I think we can do that again. I'm excited to see you there. All right, bye. Thanks for listening to the show today. Please rate, subscribe, and review. Also, feel free to share with a friend. We love having our community grow. Music is by DC's own Kokai. The Hey Girl podcast is produced by Wayne Bertram and me, Alex L.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.